Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, where we dive deep into the mystical world of neurodiversity and unlock its hidden superpowers. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to guide you through this wild ride of self-discovery, one mindful moment at a time. Ever feel like your brain is running on overdrive, thoughts buzzing like a swarm of bees? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus but your mind is off on a tangent, daydreaming about the perfect avocado toast or planning your next vacation? Trust me, I've been there. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a powerful tool that can help us harness this chaotic energy and actually achieve that elusive state of bliss we all crave? That's right, folks, today we're diving into the incredible connection between mindfulness and happiness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think Hog, another self-help guru talking about meditation, hear me out. Mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting on, though. If that works for you, go for it. It's about cultivating awareness, paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Your brain is constantly bombarded with information, thoughts, feelings, external stimuli. It's like trying to follow a conversation at a crowded party while also juggling flaming torches. Mindfulness helps us create space between ourselves and these thoughts and feelings, allowing us to observe them without getting swept away. So, how does this translate into actual happiness? Well, here are five key takeaways that will blow your mind. 1. Ditch the hamster wheel of rumination. Ever find yourself stuck on repeat, replaying past mistakes or worrying about future events? Mindfulness helps us break free from this mental hamster wheel. By focusing on the present moment, we can quiet the inner critic and finally release those pesky anxieties. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a garden. Rumination is like letting weeds grow wild, choking out the beautiful flowers of happiness. Mindfulness is like weeding that garden, clearing space for joy and positivity to bloom. 2. Embrace the power of just notice. One of the most powerful practices in mindfulness is simply noticing. Noticing your breath, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the taste of your coffee. When we pay attention to these small details, we anchor ourselves in the present moment and create a sense of peace. It's like hitting the reset button on our overloaded brains. 3. Train your attention muscle. Just like any other muscle, our attention can be trained. With regular mindfulness practice, we can strengthen our ability to focus and resist distractions. This is crucial for navigating the ADHD world where temptations lurk around every corner. Think of it like a game of focus tag. The more you play, the better you get at catching those wandering thoughts and bringing them back to the present moment. 4. Cultivate gratitude and appreciation. Mindfulness allows us to shift our perspective from what we lack to what we already have. By focusing on the good things in our lives, big or small, we can cultivate a sense of gratitude that spills over into every aspect of our being. Imagine your happiness as a bank account. Every time you practice gratitude, you deposit another dollar into that account. The more deposits you make, the bigger your balance grows. 5. Embrace imperfection. Remember, mindfulness is not about achieving some unattainable state of bliss. It's about accepting ourselves with all our quirks and imperfections exactly as we are. It's about letting go of the need to be perfect and simply being present in each moment. Let me tell you a story that illustrates this perfectly. Remember last week when I mentioned my epic struggle with grocery shopping? Well, instead of getting stressed out by the crowds and overflowing carts, I decided to try a mindfulness exercise. I focused on my breath, noticing the feeling of the cool air entering and leaving my body. I observed the vibrant colors of the produce and the sounds around me, the chatter of shoppers, the beeping of the cash register. By simply being present in that moment, I managed to transform what was usually a stressful experience into something almost enjoyable. Who knew mindfulness could be so powerful? So, my beautiful ADHD warriors, remember this. Happiness is not a destination, it's a journey. And mindfulness is the compass that guides us on this path. Take these five key takeaways and weave them into your daily life. You'll be amazed by the difference they make. Are you ready to unlock the power of mindfulness and cultivate true happiness? Share your thoughts with me in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. And remember, keep shining bright, my friends. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.